Public meetings are expected to be held this spring to look at the options in the wake of the Hoyle Bridge closure last year. The Hoyle Bridge that crosses the Porcupine River on Frederick House Lake Road closed on November 22. It means there is now only one crossing over the river in that area. Traffic has been rerouted down Kerrigan Road. At this week's Timmins Council meeting, Cown. John Curley asked for a report on how the city's next steps sooner rather than later. He noted the options that have been put forward are rebuilding the bridge, building a new road, or continuing to use Kerrigan Road. Residents have had concerns about safety on Kerrigan Road, and the recent warm weather has led to flooding in sections. Curley asked for staff to monitor Kerrigan Road regularly. Because it is taking a beating, there is a lot of water, he said. Since the bridge closed, Associated Engineering has been doing an environmental assessment of the area and working on costing for the different options. A public meeting is expected in May. We have been monitoring the condition of Kerrigan Road all winter, said Seguin in a news release issued by the city the day after the meeting. We have also been in contact with the Ministry of Transportation to request that the Highway 101 juncture at Kerrigan Road be assessed and that additional signage be added. Consultation with Associated Engineering continues, but with the amount of snow on the ground, we are just starting to survey the area and come up with recommendations that we can take to the public and council. According to the city, staff is opening culverts on Kerrigan Road and pushing back snowbanks to drain extra water. Geotechnical work is also planned this summer. Council's top priority is public safety, said Mayor George Peary in the release. Closure of the bridge was warranted. I travel Kerrigan Road regularly and have spoken to several residents impacted by the current detour. Public consultation will happen. City consultants are working to ascertain the best possible solution.